According to reports, the White House has decided in principle to allow Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh to travel to the U.S. for medical treatment. No visa has yet been issued, but if he's allowed to enter, Saleh would be the first Arab leader granted an extended stay in America since the uprisings began in the Arab world about a year ago. A calculated move by the White House, perhaps, but it could be risky as well. Joining us now from Yemen's capital of Sana'a is Hakim Al-Masmari, editor of the Yemen Post. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
There are clearly arguments in favor of allowing Saleh to travel to the U.S. for medical treatment, most of them humanitarian. But I'm wondering how this reads for the Yemeni people. Is there a sense that the U.S. would be actually offering sanctuary to Saleh if they let him come here?
First of all, there's two different views here in Yemen. Some are against this move and some are with it. For those who are against it, they feel that the U.S. is going against the will of the Yemeni people. The Yemeni people want Saleh to be tried for the crimes that he committed, killing over 1,000 protesters over the last year. They believe that the U.S. is trying to ignore the call of democracy and freedom and justice for the people. And giving him immunity by taking him to the U.S. and having him live there far from any calls of trial or prosecution. While the others believe that if Saleh is leaving the country and can stay there for a long period of time, it can give Yemen a good chance to at least prosper or rebuild after the long destructive years that took place. So there are some who are against it because they do believe that the U.S. is not being fair with the people and trying to save one of the leaders of the Arab uprising to ensure that the uprising in the Middle East does not expand beyond what it is right now.
And those who support it, what are their reasons?
Those who support it because they know that President Saleh, if he stays in the country, he will cause chaos in the country. He is still very powerful. Over 150,000 troops are still under his hand. The vice president will not be able to do anything if Saleh is in the country. Most of the loyalty in Yemen is still to Saleh when it comes to the military and not the vice president. The U.S. and the international community want the vice president to be strong, and he cannot do that if Saleh still remains in the country.
And it's also unlikely that they would allow any international court for sure would allow him to stand trial if he were not well.
This depends on how Saleh acts while he was in the U.S. What we do know is 2-3 days ago when President Saleh had a press conference, the U.S. government was very, very much angered at this, and they did call President Saleh and told him that he was not supposed to give any press conferences. So the U.S. basically wants him to stay in the U.S. to ensure that he does not react inaccordingly, whereas his actions could cause more chaos and problems to Yemen. So it's more of somewhat of a small prison cell for Saleh, where he can make sure the international community can make sure that he stays there and he does not cause any problems for Yemen during the transitional period where the vice president will have the authority and not President Saleh.
Hakim Al-Masmari is the editor of the Yemen Post, speaking to us from the Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Hakim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
He's speaking about the White House decision, reportedly, to allow Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh to travel to the U.S. to get medical treatment. That visa has not yet been issued.